Vacancy. Current year, $158,758. Previous year, $131,863. Change, 20.40%. There are two types of vacancy that you should keep an eye on. One is your physical vacancy, and the other is your economic vacancy. Both are easy to calculate. Physical vacancy is the amount of money lost from having a unit vacant divided by the gross potential rent income after loss to lease. Once again, physical vacancy equals vacancy losses divided by the difference between gross potential rent income and loss to lease. In the case of our example, the physical vacancy for the current year-end financials was 9.05%. We determine this number by dividing our vacancy losses of $158,758 by our net gross potential income of $1,754,800 after loss to lease. For budgetary purposes, we will focus only on physical vacancy. But later in this section, I will explain to you the importance of tracking your economic vacancy as well. In looking at our year-to-year financial comparison, you should notice that in raw dollars, vacancy for the current year was a whopping 20.40% higher than the previous year. At first, this may send a shock to your system. You should never pay attention to that percentage, and here's why. We raised the gross potential rent income, so the vacancy will be higher in dollar amounts even if it remained constant physically. You always want to compare the physical percentage when comparing financial years. In the case of our example, we had 7.9% vacancy in the previous year and 9.04% vacancy in the current year. Again, we determine this by taking the vacancy losses and dividing them by the net gross potential rent income. So for the current year, we did experience almost a 1.2% increase in vacancy than in the previous year. Thankfully, we raised the rents 4.5%. The increase in rents more than makes up for the losses in vacancy. And we also feel confident that vacancy and concessions are going to be even lower in the coming year, thanks to our market data. That means more money in our pockets and higher value for the property. With this in mind, we will budget for the coming year's vacancy numbers of 8%. It's shaping up to be a good year. Economic vacancy is all your rent income after all associated rental losses divided by your net gross potential rent income minus loss to lease. It accounts for your actual cash versus what you could have collected. Once again, economic vacancy equals effective rental income divided by the difference between gross potential rent income and loss to lease. Effective rent income is the amount of money you truly collected versus the amount you could have theoretically collected. It accounts for all rental losses, such as concessions, vacancy, and bad debt. In the case of our example, our effective rental income is $1,434,696 for the current year financials. To figure our economic vacancy, we will take that number and divide it by our gross potential rent of $1,754,800 minus loss to lease. We now see that our economic vacancy for the current year-end financials is 19.29%. Do you see why it is important to keep track of your economic vacancy? In this example, it is almost double the physical vacancy. We only collected 80.71% of the potential rent income for the property. While economic vacancy will always be lower than physical vacancy, you generally do not want it to be this low. So we will need to do some sleuthing to figure out whether we might have been too aggressive in raising our rents. There are a couple of things to keep in mind when we analyze this. We know that our experts' market data projects rents will continue to rise and vacancy will continue to fall. That is a really good sign right there that we are on the right track and that our economic vacancy losses will shrink in the coming year. The other is that we budgeted for fewer concessions in the new budget. Given these two factors, we should feel pretty confident that raising rents in our new budget is the right thing to do, and that higher occupancy and fewer concessions will net us an acceptable economic vacancy. Finally, we will compare our previous year's economic vacancy to the current year and see if we are trending identically. In the previous year, our economic vacancy was 14.64%, and our current year economic vacancy is 14.86%.